Mental health and suicide. Recent events in Maine have made it all too clear those are not issues to be ignored. Vic Armstrong, a vice president with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, tells Star 97.7, it's important to speak up if we suspect someone is troubled.
We recognize that this is not an easy subject for people to talk about. But we do recommend that you talk clearly, concisely, confidently when you have questions or concerns about someone's mental health, the same way that you would if you were concerned about someone's physical health. Sometimes it's helpful that if you see troubling signs, to be able to speak directly to what you're seeing. I noticed that you have been tearful. Do you want to talk about that?
Armstrong said there's been a stigma because we fear if we mention suicide, it will put the idea in a person's head. He says research shows the opposite is true, and we need to ask clearly whether someone is contemplating killing themselves. Based on CDC data, 90% of those who died by suicide had a diagnosable mental health issue at the time of their death. The good news is 46% of Americans age 18 and over living with a mental health condition received treatment in the past year. Vic Armstrong, a vice president with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, tells Star 97.7 how to recognize the signs.
Oftentimes, the warning signs will manifest by changes in talk, changes in mood, or changes in behavior. And by changes in talk, we're talking about things like people may be saying things about not wanting to be here anymore. If someone says, I'm thinking about suicide, always take talk of suicide very seriously. Someone may just say, I'm just tired of living. You want to follow up and ask about that because that may be an indication that person is having suicidal thoughts.
Armstrong says those abrupt mood changes can be sadness or elation, a person thinking their problems will all be over when they end their life. He says it's critical to ask bluntly and clearly if a person is suicidal and then help them to find help. Issues with mental health and suicide, all too raw for us here in Maine in recent months. Vic Armstrong is a vice president with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. He also hosts the Strong Talk podcast. Armstrong says if you have a concern, you need to talk directly with that troubled person, but that there are specific ways to have those conversations.
You want to talk with them privately. You want to be sure to listen to what that person has to say so that they can share with you what they're feeling inside. Let them know that you're talking to them because you care about them. And validate their feelings. Don't debate with them about whether they should or should not have their feelings. Validate their feelings. Encourage them to seek treatment. We have resources on our website to help you with those conversations.
That website is afsp.org/talkawaythedark. You'll find videos of a person contemplating suicide, but they're not talking about it. The videos address warning signs, how to talk with a suicidal person, including those who are reluctant or resistant to treatment, and resources for connecting them with help. The CDC reports the provisional number of suicides in 2022 was 3% higher than in 2021, just after the pandemic. But Vic Armstrong, Vice President of Health Equity at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, says there is good news when it comes to mental health and suicide issues.
We know a whole lot more today than we did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, on how to have these conversations. We have these resources now, like our Talk Away the Dark campaign, like our Real Convo guys that can help. So while we've seen this increase, we're encouraged by the fact that we have more research, we have more resources today to really adjust and adapt to this increase and to provide help to communities and to individuals that are hurting.
Armstrong graduated magna cum laude from North Carolina Central University, holds a master's in social work, and hosts the Strong Talk podcast. You'll find more resources at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.